Thank you. Yes, it's so the case. We are moving now to agenda item 5, appointment of the Secretary General of the Conference. In accordance with Rule 10 of the Rules of Procedure, there shall be a Secretary General of the Conference who shall act in that capacity in all meetings. Ms. Melanie Regimbaud, Chief of Service of the Geneva Branch of the United Nations Office of the Disarmament Affairs, has been nominated by the United Nations Secretary General to serve as Secretary General of the Conference. May I take that the Conference wishes to appoint Ms. Regimbaud as the Secretary General of the Conference? I do not see any objection, so it's so decided. I also wish to inform that Ms. Tania Banuelos Mejita, Political Affairs Officer and Head of the CCW Implementation Support Unit, will serve as the Secretary of this Conference, supported by Ms. Juliana Hello van der Berg, Political Affairs Officer, and Ms. Sophie Guillermin-Golet, Associate Political Affairs Officers at UNODA. Okay. Agenda item 6, organization of work including of any subsidiary bodies of the Conference. As outlined in the informal indicative schedule for our meeting, once the opening formalities have been completed and following the order of items on the agenda, we will have a general exchange of views under agenda item 8. During the general exchange of views, delegations are encouraged to provide updates on their efforts to implement Protocol 5 and on challenges encountered in doing so. The general exchange of views is also an opportunity for delegations to address issues of cooperation and assistance. We will then move on to agenda item 9 on review of the status and operation of the protocol, and under this agenda item, the issue of universalization will be addressed, and delegations may wish to brief the annual conference on their efforts to promote the universalization of Protocol 5 at the regional, sub-regional, and national levels. Delegations are also invited to address any other matters pertaining to the status and operation of the protocol. Under agenda item 10, delegations will be invited to consider matters pertaining to national implementation of the protocol, including national reporting or updating on an annual basis. Then we will move on to agenda item 11 on preparation for review conferences. The remaining time in the afternoon session will be used to address item 12 and to address item 15 on the agenda on reports of any subsidiary organ, adoption of the cost estimates for 2024, other matters, and the consideration and adoption of the final document. Once the list of speakers for an agenda item has been exhausted, we will move on to the next one. With these explanatory remarks, may I take in that the approach to the organization of work is acceptable? I do not see any objection, so it's so decided. Agenda item 7. We are moving to the election of other officers of the conference. The non-aligned movement informed me that Ambassador Abdul Karim Hashim Mostafa of Iraq was nominated to serve as the vice president of the 17th annual conference of the Protocol 5. At the same time, I was informed by Western European and other group that Ambassador Sanchez of Spain is nominated also as the Vice President of the 17th Annual Conference of Protocol 5. May I take that we can now confirm Ambassadors Hashim Mostafa of Iraq and Ambassador Sanchez of Spain as the vice presidents of the 17th annual conference. I do not see any objections, so it's so decided. Agenda item 8. Now I will open the floor for general exchange of views. As announced prior to this week's meetings, kindly note that the following time limitations will be put in place for the general exchange of views and interventions under other agenda items at all upcoming meetings of the CCW and its protocols. 3 minutes for individual delegations and 5 minutes for group of states. I count on your cooperation in this regard, and I'm going to respect fully time limits in order to ensure efficiency of the conference, especially now after we exhausted some time for procedural questions. Would any delegation wish to take the floor? That does not appear to be the case. I see none because I was looking. Okay, my thanks to all delegations which will actually take the floor, and the floor is open. I see the distinguished representative of Iraq wishing to take the floor. You have the floor, sir.